Hello. So this is a talk forward instead of a talk back. I'm Anetsuno. Nice to meet you. And I don't know. I was motivated by the next topic of Orphonic, which is all about posting Potvic, and I wanted to say some things about it. And my thoughts are going to be jumbled and unorganized, and I'm probably going to babble too much, for which I apologize in advance. But this is a very stressful day for me for particular life reasons, and I cannot really brain very well these days either. Okay, so I wanted to talk about my process for posting Potvic, which is a bit ridiculous because I haven't done that in so very long, but I still remember what I used to do and I have intentions for what I want to do later on when I start potficking again. So here it is. I'm sure my posting process evolved over the years, but I'm gonna talk about its most recent state because I can't remember the history there. I eventually, because I was influenced by all the Excel spreadsheet queens we have in the potfic fandom, namely Bessie Boo and Paraga. Although they're not alone, I'm sure. I was inspired to create a spreadsheet to keep track of the potfic that I make, and then another one to keep track of the posting process because I found that extremely complex the way that I was doing it. I'm sure there's much simpler ways of doing it. So I have two Excel spreadsheets. One of them is for me when I record, so it's not all about posting, but it has stuff like check mark to say if I've obtained permission, if I started recording, if I finished recording, if I started editing, if I did editing and finished it. Actually, it's only one column there. I can't remember. And then, tags, pairing, fandom names, and stuff like that. And then I have actually, in that same sheet, I also come back later to say if I made an MP3, an M4B, if I uploaded it to the AO3 or posted to the AO3, if I warned the author that the potfic was up, if I put it on my own website, if I put it for up for download somewhere else, the Google URL shortener link for the version that I put on my Dropbox that I use for streaming. In various posts that I make about it. That's my first spreadsheet. My second spreadsheet is more about posting specifically. It has title fandom pairing just for my own, understanding of what I'm talking about, and then to identify the potfic I'm in. And then it has way more details about whether I posted it. So again, it has, did I record an MP3? If yes, where did I upload it? So it has a column for Mediafire because that's what I used to use. It has a column for did I put it on my own web space? It has a column for did I upload it to Dropbox? It has a column for the Google shortened URL for the Dropbox version for streaming. It has duration. It has file size for the MP3. It has existence of an MP4 or not and file size for that. And various upload links for that. And does it have a cover? Where did I upload the cover? I think it has a who made the cover thing, but that's usually me, although not always. I've had gift covers of a few times, and I'm very grateful for them. Did I warn the author again? Did I post to Amplificathon? Is it already uploaded on the Audiophic archive or not? So that's my other spreadsheet. And I find actually that maintaining those spreadsheets and filling them is a huge burden on me. And so I end up not doing it very well, which is stupid because they are making my life much easier in the long run. But now that we've done that, imagine that we've done all that for a potfic, my posting process had become something a little more streamlined, but that I still find extremely burdensome because I want to do all these things that maybe I shouldn't be doing all of them. So what happened is after I had an Excel spreadsheet, I was using the information in it to write the various posts that I make about the Podfic. So there's uploading to AO3, so making an AO3 post. There's uploading to my own website and making a post on the blog that I have there. Uploading, well, posting to Amplificathon so that I can be sure it will be archived, and also to just broadcast, and announce that the Podfic exists. Making a post in my own journal, Dreamweed and Live Journal. But that's, automatic because one of them cross-posts to the other. And making a post on Tumblr, which is something that I've done a few times. And all these various posts demand various HTML and various elements. And I was finding it very onerous to write them all. So eventually I realized that because I had a spreadsheet, I could maybe use, or someone told me, I may not have come up with that myself. Someone told me I could use the mail merge function between that connects a Word with a template file and Excel for the data, and then generates, various things for you. And I attempted to build the mail merge template myself and make it work, and I failed, and I asked for help. That was like 3 years ago, I think. And eventually, I think Aruthros helped me, and maybe Paraka helped me as well. And I had a mail merge that was working, so that if I filled my spreadsheet correctly, I could then, press a couple buttons, and then I would end up with a Word file in which all the HTML for my various posts existed. And then I could do copy paste of the first page, which is the AO3, into an AO3 post, copy paste of the second page, which is, the Tumblr post, into a Tumblr, into my Tumblr, et cetera, et cetera. That was still a very long process, but a bit less. For all of that to work, you need to maintain the spreadsheet, which, as I've said, I'm bad at, and you need to have a mail merge that works, and you need to have, or I needed to have, uploaded your Podfic in all the places where you wanted it uploaded, which represents a number of files because, upload to my own website, upload to Dropbox, and upload to, what was the other one? To Mediafire, and then collect the relevant links and do that for every version of the Podfic that you have, which might be an MP3, an MP4, and also maybe a version with music or without music if you've produced several of those. That is still a very heavy process. So posting Podfic is not something that actually makes me really happy, or that feels like, which it might, like a reward for the end of your Podficking process. It felt actually very burdensome. And I think that's probably part of why I've podficked less. And I think maybe I should decide to do a lot less about that. But, we've always, at least I've always, but I'm not alone, sort of kind of suffered or been annoyed or been down about the fact that podfic gets so little feedback. And of course, getting feedback also comes from giving people several avenues to find your work, to get to know it, and to give you feedback, which, means nowadays having it up on AO3 so people can kudos, or having it up on Amplificathon so people can comment. And also, I'm a pack rat, and I'm a notorious like hoarder of files, and very distrustful about the state of the internet in general. I cannot trust my files to one archive ever, or one just, location on the internet. So I have them on my hard drives. Obviously, I keep all my Podfic, even though it takes a lot of space, especially the raw files, which I also keep. But I put it up on Mediafire and Dropbox because one of them, Mediafire and Dropbox, because one of them is not enough. I put them all up in my own web space because that's one more level of security, one more fail-safe. And they're up on the Ojific archives because that's one way to broadcast them and also make sure that they're part of the sort of general historical repository of everything that we do in the Podfic fandom, which has its own problems because that's not a simple enterprise. And as we've seen recently, it can run into trouble. But, you know, fingers crossed, everything will end up well on that front. And I really do want that additional security, which means I do a lot of shit to post Podfic. So that's it. And that's too much, and I want to streamline it, but you know. But that's it when it works. What happens is that sometimes it doesn't work. For example, I cannot make my mail merge function function anymore. Like I can't actually produce that template file with all the information and the posts already written that I need to post Podfic the way that I want to, for a reason that I cannot explain. Like my Word is not, you know, doesn't want to play nice with my Excel anymore, or I fucked up something in the source file, or I don't remember the procedure. I mean, I fiddle with it a little bit, but you know, I can't make it work anymore. So what happened was, and I'm talking about this now because it's my process, or might be my process in the future, but also because it might interest other people. What happened was that the last time I tried that and it failed and I had to struggle with it was during December last year, which is a moment where a few of my friends gather at my house to have a nice time for New Year's Eve for a few days. I mean, around New Year's Eve. And one of my friends is a coder, like a web developer, and who's used to writing applications in probably, I don't know, Python or, you know, I don't know exactly because I suck, but he's really good at that. And he was watching me struggle with this and asking for help to make the mail merge work. And he said, "Don't you want me to write you like a method to do this? Like we could script this, and then you would have to enter the information or like plunder the Excel file for information automatically. And it could be a web page or, you know, a web script that lives somewhere on your web space, and it would produce all the posts that you need." And I was like, "Sure, if you can make something that works, that would be great." And he said he would try. And then he sat me down and asked questions, of course, because you need to plan what you're going to do, what you need the application to do, and how it should work, and what information it should require, and what fields to build in the database. And eventually, in the middle of this conception phase, he said, "Do you think we should make it so that it doesn't only work for you, but it could work for other people?" And I said, "Yes, of course." In which case, we need to have like a Podficker field. I mean, we need to have a Podficker field anyway, because I might post Podfic someday that is collective Podfic that I've done with someone else, and I want to be able to specify that. But, you know, we need other ways of identifying the owner of a file or stuff like that so that it can then be a tool that is shared and used by other people. Okay, so this was a holiday, and he was really enthused about the project because he had no work on his plate at the moment, and it was a nice, shiny object. And I am not ragging on him because I'm the same with my projects, but life got in the way, obviously, and this thing hasn't seen the light of day yet. But I have good hopes that it might get made in the summer and it could be a great tool. And if it is indeed a great tool that other people can use, then obviously I will let Podfic fandom know about it so that you can use it in turn. And I guess that's too much from me already, and I should stop there. So here it is, some of my thoughts on posting Podfic and the future, let's say, of maybe posting Podfic. I hope you have a great recording session and make another great episode. And I send hugs and kisses to the entire Podfic fandom. Have a good time. See you later. Bye.